side of me, not very, but just like creative side of me that I can kind of post through this medium, I guess, and feel inspired through this show. But yeah, hashtag grateful AF. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye!
Hello and welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I'm Daniel Wolf, and wow, hard to believe we're almost in the middle of July. It is the 13th and still pretty hot. Now, trains have been much on my mind of late. My wife and I took a nice ride on the Assiniboine Park Red Train when on our recent trip to Winnipeg. Any Winnipeggers out there will know exactly what I'm talking about. It's been there since my childhood. Four generations of my family have ridden on it. Trains are on my mind in a different respect, as in we're all waiting to see what happens with the proposed high-speed rail that might actually be coming through our little village of Yorker. Lots of signs up about that in our locality. I've always loved trains. I wish we did have more of them. I wish they ran more frequently. I love going to countries where train is actually more than plane, the preferred mode of getting from one place to another. So there are a lot of bits of music in various genres written about trains, of course, and I thought for something different today, I'd do a show devoted to music about trains, or at least with trains in the title. And we're going to have a fair bit of jazz, as we always do, but we'll step a little bit out of our home genre in that respect, and have a little bit of pop and a little bit of kind of folky music as well. We'll have one great retro act from the 1960s, some blues. I think it's going to be fun. So let's start off with the great Cassandra Wilson, who I've had on the show recently a couple of times. I think as recently as last week, from her album Closer to You, The Pop Side. Here's Cassandra and her version of probably the Monkees' biggest hit, Last Train to Clarksville.
Train, I must go. Time for coffee-colored kisses. bit of conversation. No, 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 no. La la la, ba ma, ba ma. I can't hear you in this noisy railway station all alone. I feel it low. No, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. And I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30. Cause I made your reservation. Don't be slow. No, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. And I don't know if I'm ever. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
That was Cassandra Wilson doing The Monkees' Last Train to Clarksville. Let us go now to two Canadian acts in a row, both doing one of the best-known jazz standards involving trains, and that, of course, is the Duke Ellington Billy Strayhorn Take the A-Train, sometimes known in our family as Take A-Train. And we're going to hear two different Canadian acts. We'll start off with Nikki Yanofsky, the Montreal chanteuse, who made a name for herself very early on as a teenager with interpretations of Ella Fitzgerald. She also had a live album that came out, I think, around 2010 or 11. And we're going to hear her version of Take the A-Train. Then we're going to go to the Montreal Jazz Trio, consisting of Steve Amoureux, Adrian Fidati, and Jim Doxas. We've heard all three of these gentlemen before. We heard Adrian and Jim just last week when we played Adrian's partner, Kate Wyatt's track from her album Artemis, in which Adrian played bass and Jim played percussion. But here Adrian and Jim are teamed up with Steve Amoureux, and they will do a version of Take the A-Train. So first Nikki Yanofsky, and then the Montreal Jazz Trio with two versions of Take the A-Train.
It's way too hot, man. Hurry, get on board, it's coming. Listen to those rails are thrumming. On board, get on that A train. Soon you will be on Sugar Hill in Hot. You must take that A train to go Sugar Hill. To see in New York City. Maybe I'll even take the A-Train to go to Sugar Hill way up in Harlem.
And we just heard two versions of Take the A Train, the first by Nicky Yanofsky, and the second by the Montreal Jazz Trio, so two acts out of Montreal. Let's go to something a little bit different than jazz for our next couple of tracks, something more in the blues and country way of music, particularly blues to start, with one of my favorite blues artists, the Canadian Sue Foley, who's from this part of Ontario originally, but currently based in Austin, Texas. Sue frequently tours around here. I note that her upcoming tour, unfortunately, doesn't stop in Kingston or Belleville, so far as I know. But we've heard her a few times. One of my favorite songs of hers is one from her album Love Coming Down, entitled Two Trains. We're going to follow that up by another Canadian act, and I mentioned Winnipeg earlier, my hometown, where my wife and I visited a few weeks back, and there's an act from there which consists of the Alberta country singer Little Miss Higgins, and she got together with a group called the Winnipeg Five to put together an album called the Bison Ranch Recording Sessions a dozen years ago or so, and that's got a track on it called Heavy Train. So I'm going to play those two tracks back-to-back, both of them are quite short. First, Sue Foley and Two Trains, and then Little Miss Higgins and the Winnipeg Five with Heavy Train.
Well, I'm standing on the platform. Well, my ride, and I wish I had me a good friend. Well, whom I could confide. Thank you.
hours roll on, I'm losing time. I can't sleep tonight. In a field looking around, a teepee rings like an old ghost town. How those stones intrigue my mind, I can't sleep tonight. That's a heavy train, it shakes my window pane.
That was Little Miss Higgins and the Winnipeg Five with Heavy Train, preceded by Sue Foley and Two Trains. You are listening to a special train-themed edition of Dark Glasses. We'll close out the first half of our show, now that we've done some blues and some country, with something very folky, and that's Peter, Paul, and Mary. Alas, of Peter, Paul, and Mary, only Paul now survives, but their great heyday was in the 60s and early 70s, and one of my favorite Peter, Paul, and Mary songs is this one, and simply entitled This Train. We'll give that a listen, take our break for some PSAs, and be back with more Dark Glasses on CFRC with Daniel Wolf. Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Shooters, no midnight ramblers. This train don't carry no gamblers. This train don't carry no jokers. Well, this train don't carry no jokers. Well, this train don't carry no jokers. No at-home women, no cigar smokers. Well, this train don't carry no jokers. Well, this train don't carry my mother. Well, this train don't carry my mother. Well, this train don't carry my mother, my father, my sister, and my brother. This train don't carry my mother. Well, this train. This train, she's bound for glory. Well, this train, she's bound for glory. If you want to get to heaven, well, you've got to be holy. This train, she's bound for glory. Well, this train.
Telephone Aid Line Kingston is a volunteer-based support service offering confidential, anonymous, and non-judgmental listening support to the Kingston community. If you think you can benefit from talking to one of our volunteers, our phone lines are open every day from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Just call 613-544-1771. That's 613-544-1771.
The staff at Martha's Table provides a caring place where people in need can have nutritious meal for only $1. Now you can get involved in this great cause.
Martha's Table is looking for volunteers to help in the kitchen, at the drop-in center, picking up food, or even being a friendly face at fundraising events.
Volunteer orientation is every Thursday at 4:30 in the drop-in center, and volunteers must be 14 years of age or older.
You can donate using a credit card through marthastable.ca, or you can send your donation by mail, cash, check, or bank draft.
Martha's Table, 629 Princess Street. Whether it's volunteering, donating, or anything else that you can offer Martha's Table, visit their website, marthastable.ca.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 for July the 13th. I'm Daniel Wolf, and today's episode is devoted to music about trans, or at least featuring trans in the title. And just before the break, we heard a classic Southern Black gospel spiritual called Two Trans, first discovered in the 1920s by the Lomaxes, the great folklorists, and performed shortly thereafter. But we heard the late 60s, early 70s version by Peter, Paul, and Mary of This Train. Now, we're going to go over to the UK for our next act, and sometimes I will discover somebody I've never heard of before and a song I really like simply by watching a program on television. And if you saw one of my favorite shows to air on one of the streaming services over the last few months, called Down Cemetery Road, starring Emma Thompson and Ruth Wilson, and it's based on a novel by Mick Herron, author of the Slow Horses series, but an earlier work. I really liked the novel, and I liked the show. But what I particularly loved was some incidental music they played, which got me racing for my SoundHound to find out what it was. And it turns out to be the relatively little-known 1960s folky swinging London singer Vashti Bunyan. Vashti Bunyan was an emerging star only in her early 20s in the mid-60s. And in 1965 or 66, she released an album entitled Some Things Just Stick in Your Mind. Also, that's the title. There's a title track, which is quite good from that. But it featured the song that I heard on Down Cemetery Road, simply called Train Song. It's an absolutely beautiful song. Sadly, neither the song nor the album went anywhere. In fact, he simply left the music business for 25 years or more before returning to it in her 50s. She's now close to 80, and I think her music is beginning to make a comeback. She's got a gorgeous voice, and it's just a really nice little song. So let's listen to Vashti Bunyan from her album Some Things Just Stick in Your Mind, Train Song. Vashti Bunyan from 1965 and a Train Song. Let's go back to jazz now. And my favorite British jazz vocalist, Claire Martin. Many times she has been played on this program, and she has performed in Kingston at the Isabel Bader Center back in 2019. She has an album from just a couple of years ago called Almost in Your Arms, with her recent jazz combo consisting of a lot of Scandinavian musicians, including Daniel Fredriksson, Niklas Fernqvist, and the American vibraphonist Joe Locke along for the ride. Let's hear from the album Almost in Your Arms and Train in the Desert.
On the train, the porters hustled and the businessmen talked big, read their papers and smoked their cigars. The sun was going down as she hurried to her seat, but she could still see the billows of smoke from the train following the boxcar, curling round the track like an angry black tail, until it too was swallowed up by the ink of night. Soon the train was quiet as it raced through the sand and the dust and the dark.
Desert close to midnight, taking in the tumbleweeds and the cactus terrain. She was traveling on a train, traveling on a train. There was something in her hand, and she hid it from the dim light. It could free her from the regret and the pain. Something in her hand on this train, and the sad whistle blew, and the tracks clicked underneath her too. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack. And the man grew and exploded in her brain. An ugly night, he held her down. She couldn't fight, and his sweat fell like hot drops of rain. She was sure what to do, 'cause only she and God and the coyotes know. To the right, and near his heart bloomed a crimson stain. He missed his stop on the train. In a rare desert rain, she got off and never looked back at the train in the desert. Train in the desert.
That was Claire Merton and Train in the Desert, accompanied by Joe Luck, Niklas Fernqvist, Daniel Fredriksson, and I forgot to mention Martin Sjöstedt, the pianist on that. And Martin has played with Claire a lot, including that appearance here at the Isabel Bader Center in 2019. We'll go back to some pop for the next couple of acts, and one is a Canadian act, although she's lived most of her adult career in the United States, and that is the great Joni Mitchell from her 1974 album Court and Spark, a track called Just Like This Train. And we'll follow that up with a track from, I think, just about exactly the same year, an early Doobie Brothers cut called Long Train Runnin', featuring a terrific little harmonica solo in the middle. And we'll play those and then wrap up with some more jazz. Again, you're listening to Dark Glasses, a special devoted to trains. Joni Mitchell and then the Doobie Brothers.
Just like this train, shaking into town with the brakes complaining. I used to count lovers like railroad cars. I counted them on my side. Lately I don't count on nothing. I just let things slide. The station master shopman cars, boxcars are hanging in the yards. Jealous lover will make you crazy if you can't find your goodness, 'cause you lost your strong cat without claws or any reason to resume. And I found this empty seat in this crowded waiting room. Everybody waiting. Old man sleeping on his bags. Women with that teased up kind of hair. Kids with the jitters.
was the Doobie Brothers, Long Train Runnin', and that was preceded by Joni Mitchell's Just Like This Train, both cuts from the mid-1970s. We will finish out with some jazz, just as we opened the show with some jazz, and John Coltrane, one of whose most famous early albums is Blue Train. That came out in 1958, and let's give a listen to, from that, the title track, John Coltrane.
Thank you.
John Coltrane and the title track from his 1958 breakout album Blue Train, when his solo career was just getting going after a long spell spent with Miles Davis. Now, that'll have to do it for today's show. The train is coming into the station for today, and we must end on time. Nice if trains actually arrived on time, hasn't it? But I'll be back with some more music next week on CFRC 101.9. The show is called Dark Glasses. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. It was a great deal of fun putting together this special devoted to trains. And once again, it is awfully hot out. We are in the middle of July. So until you listen to the show next time, keep hydrated, keep cool, and stay safe. This is Daniel Wolf signing off for now. You got it made with a guy and she don't know. I wear my sunglasses at night so I can forget my name while you... On CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., you'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephoned interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here.